Ever notice how some people just seem to like glide through their workouts year after year, and then there are other people like me? Well, I always seem to be nursing some kind of ache or pain or strain or something, and I always thought it was just luck, you know? But it turns out there's a whole science behind injury prevention and recovery. So we're diving into a really fascinating document today, all about staying in the game for the long haul.
Yeah, you know what's so interesting about this is that it's not just about bouncing back from injuries. It's about learning how to prevent those injuries in the first place.
Okay, so that's kind of mind-blowing. Are you saying it's not just me being clumsy?
Well, not necessarily. No, this document makes a really good case for like personalized prevention.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going beyond, just the generic advice that's out there. And we're really trying to understand your body's needs and weaknesses.
Okay, so instead of just like blindly following some cookie-cutter workout plan I find online, I should probably get like a personalized physical evaluation.
Exactly. And think about it this way. You wouldn't drive a car for years without ever getting a tune-up right. Our bodies are really the same way.
That makes a lot of sense. I think I get my oil changed in my car more than I see a physical therapist, and that seems kind of backwards now that you mention it.
Yeah, it's really about identifying those hidden weaknesses or imbalances before they become real injuries. And it's not always the major issues, It can even be like the little niggles or aches we have that we tend to ignore.
Yeah, which let's be real, I'm the king of ignoring those.
Yeah.
But you're saying that those little things could actually be a sign of something bigger.
Exactly. And a good physical therapist can spot those red flags, and then they can create a plan to address your specific needs. Maybe your hips are too tight. Maybe your ankle mobility is off. And these little things can throw off your whole kinetic chain and make you so much more prone to injury.
Kinetic chant, that sounds kind of intense.
Yeah, it's just a fancy way of saying all the parts of your body are connected. So if one part isn't working right, it's going to affect everything else. This document calls these biomechanical inefficiencies.
I'm starting to realize I don't know as much about my body as I thought I did.
That's the first step.
Yeah.
And this document really emphasizes that awareness is key.
Okay, so we're talking personalized evaluation biomechanics. This is already blowing my mind. What else does this deep dive cover?
Let's talk about fuel. This document goes beyond that typical advice of eat your vegetables. And it gets really specific about nutrition, and it highlights that what we eat plays a critical role in both preventing and recovering from injuries.
Okay, but I feel like I hear eat healthy everywhere I turn. What's different about this document?
This one highlights the power of anti-inflammatory foods. Turns out inflammation is a huge player in both causing and healing injuries.
So you're saying it's not just icing a sprained ankle, but the food that we eat can actually help our body recover faster.
Absolutely. You remember that kinetic chain we were just talking about? Well, inflammation doesn't just stay put in one spot. It can really impact your whole system.
Whoa, I never thought of it like that. So what kind of foods are we talking about here? Give me some examples.
This document specifically calls out things like fatty fish, salmon, tuna, mackerel, as well as berries, leafy greens, nuts, as powerful inflammation fighters.
Okay, so we're arming ourselves with these personalized plans and fighting inflammation with salmon steaks. I'm already feeling a lot more proactive. But what about those times when, despite our best efforts, we do end up on the sidelines nursing some kind of injury?
Yeah, that's where this document really shines because it goes beyond just the basics of rest, ice compression, elevation, and digs a little bit deeper into some more cutting-edge recovery methods.
Okay, so beyond icing my knee and crossing my fingers, what are we talking about?
Well, you've probably heard about cryotherapy, right?
Yeah.
It used to be something that was only for these elite athletes, but now it's becoming so much more accessible these days.
Yeah. I always picture those chambers that they have, like the big metal chambers with like the freezing cold mist. Is that what you're talking about?
That's one type. There's also localized cryotherapy treatments that you can do that will target specific areas. Think of it like an ice pack, but on steroids.
Yeah.
So the extreme cold really helps reduce that inflammation and pain even faster than traditional icing.
Okay, so that sounds intense, but also intriguing.
Yeah.
What about compression therapy? I see a lot of like compression socks and sleeves and things like that, but is that just a fad or is there something to that?
No, not at all. Compression garments are great. They're like a gentle hug for your muscles and joints, and they can really help reduce swelling and improve that blood flow. They're particularly helpful after intense activity or, in those early stages of recovery.
So it's kind of like giving your body a little bit of extra support while it's trying to bounce back.
Exactly. And that increased circulation is going to help deliver oxygen and nutrients to those muscles to speed up the healing process.
Okay, this is all making a lot of sense, but I've got to admit, sometimes the mental aspect of injury, I think, gets to me even more than the physical pain. You know, that fear of re-injury, I feel like, can be just paralyzing.
Oh, absolutely. The mental game is huge. And this document actually dedicates a whole section to the psychological challenges of injury. It emphasizes that recovery is not just physical, it's mental and emotional, too.
Oh, thank goodness. So I'm not just being a wimp.
Not at all. It's completely normal to feel some apprehension after an injury. And this document actually calls out that fear of re-injury as like a common hurdle for athletes of all levels.
Okay, well, that makes me feel a little bit better. But knowing that it's normal doesn't make it go away. So what can we actually do about it?
Well, this document talks about things like visualization and mindfulness. So, you know, picture yourself successfully returning to your activity, you know, feeling strong and confident, visualizing that positive outcome can really help rewire your brain and ease that anxiety.
So it's kind of like giving myself a pep talk, but with pictures instead of words.
Exactly. And mindfulness can really help you stay present and manage those what-if thoughts that tend to spiral out of control.
That's so important, because I know when I'm injured, I tend to, like, catastrophize everything.
Yeah, we've talked about a lot of proactive steps here, you know, evaluations and nutrition recovery techniques. But this document takes it one step further and talks about long-term habits that can support a healthy and injury-resistant lifestyle.
Okay, so we're not just talking about bouncing back from this one injury. We're talking about setting ourselves up for success down the road.
Yeah. Exactly. This document really emphasizes, you know, making sleep a priority.
Sleep. Oh, I knew this was coming. And I'm already feeling guilty.
We tend to think of sleep as downtime, but it's actually when our bodies do a lot of their repair and rebuilding. It's like hitting the reset button for your system.
Okay, so me skimping on sleep is basically like me sabotaging my own recovery.
Pretty much, this document calls consistent, high-quality sleep non-negotiable for both performance and injury prevention. And it's not just about how many hours you're clocking, it's also about the quality of that sleep.
Okay, noted. More sleep, better recovery. What else does this document highlight for the long haul?
Stress management plays a huge role here. You know, chronic stress can really do a number on our bodies, and it makes us so much more susceptible to inflammation and injuries.
Yeah, that makes sense. You know, when I'm stressed out, my body feels it. Tight shoulders, headaches, the whole nine yards.
Exactly. The document encourages incorporating stress-reducing techniques into your routine, like, you know, meditation, yoga, even just some deep breathing exercises. It's really about finding what works for you and building those healthy habits.
So we've got personalized training, nutrition, advanced recovery techniques, and now the importance of sleep and stress management. This is a lot to digest. Anything else we need to kind of round out our injury prevention arsenal here?
You know, this whole document is really about empowering you to take charge of your health. And that includes knowing when to seek professional help. Regular checkups and assessments, even when you're feeling good, can catch those subtle imbalances before they become major issues.
So it's kind of like having a coach in your corner helping you stay ahead of the game.
It's exactly the thing. Think of it as preventative maintenance for your body.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense. So instead of waiting until something breaks down, I should be checking in with my doctor or physical therapist or somebody just to stay in tip-top shape.
Precisely. And you know, those checkups aren't just about finding problems. They're also about optimizing your performance and helping you reach your full potential.
Okay, so we're talking about regular tune-ups, like a well-oiled machine. I like that analogy. But let's say, like, despite all this amazing proactive care, an injury does happen. What does this document say about, like, actually getting back in the game? I'm guessing it's a little bit more nuanced than just waiting until it doesn't hurt anymore.
Yeah, you're definitely right. It's not about rushing back at all. This document really emphasizes, you know, a structured approach to rehabilitation. So there's like a phased plan that really respects your body's own healing timeline.
Okay, so no more weekend warrior mentality, like pushing through the pain.
Definitely not. That initial phase is all about damage control. So
yeah.
Minimizing inflammation, protecting that injured area. That's where our old friend Rice comes in.
Rest, ice, compression, elevation, classic. But what happens after that initial phase? Like, when can I actually start moving again?
That's where things get a little more interesting. This document calls it the subacute phase, and it's about restoring your range of motion and preventing muscle atrophy. So we're talking like gentle movements, light stretches, really listening to your body and taking it slow.
Baby steps, got it. But eventually we graduate to like the more challenging stuff, right? I can't be doing bicep curls with a soup can forever.
You gotta. The next phase is all about rebuilding strength and endurance. So gradually you're gonna increase that intensity and the complexity of your workouts. Think of it like climbing a staircase. You know, each step gets you closer to your goal, but you don't wanna skip any steps along the way.
Makes sense. And this is where it seems like having a really good physical therapist or a trainer would be super key, just to kind of guide that progression and make sure that you're not, you know, going too hard too soon.
Absolutely. They're going to tailor the exercises and activities to your specific needs and goals and make sure that you're building back stronger and more resilient than you were before.
Love the sound of that. So we've gone from damage control to gentle movement to rebuilding strength. What's like next on this road to recovery?
The final stage is what this document calls the return to sport phase. And this is where you start to reintroduce those sport-specific movements and start to build your confidence and fine-tune your technique.
Okay, so this is where it gets real, like actually getting back on the field or the court or the trail, whatever your game might be, but I'm sensing a but coming.
You're right to be cautious. This phase is super exciting, but it's also where re-injury is most common.
Okay, so how do we avoid that? What does the document say?
Patience in that gradual progression are key. It's not a race, you know, your body has been through a lot, and it really needs that time to readapt to those high-intensity demands.
So ease back in, don't go from 0 to 60. But what about the mental side of things? Because I know for me that's huge, like just getting over that fear of re-injury can be the biggest hurdle.
Yeah, and you're not alone in that. This document talks about the importance of mental preparation during this final stage as well.
Okay, so what kind of mental prep are we talking about here? Like meditation or positive affirmations or something like that?
Those can be helpful, but this document specifically calls out the power of visualization. So picturing yourself, you know, successfully performing your sport or your activity. Imagine yourself moving with confidence and strength and ease.
Like I'm creating a highlight reel in my mind, but instead of past victories, it's future successes.
Precisely. And don't underestimate the power of mindfulness during this phase as well.
So mindfulness, like being present in the moment, not letting my thoughts like race ahead to what ifs and worst case scenarios.
Exactly. It's about focusing on what you can control, your breath, your effort, and really trusting your body to do what it's been carefully trained to do.
Wow, this deep dive has been seriously eye-opening. We've covered so much from, you know, personalized training and how important anti-inflammatory foods are to those cutting-edge recovery techniques. And of course, we can't forget about the power of that mind-body connection.
It all boils down to this knowledge is power. The more you understand your body, the better equipped you're going to be to prevent those injuries. And if you do have an injury, to navigate that recovery process and ultimately achieve your full athletic potential.
This document has given us a lot to think about, but it's more than just information. It's about shifting our mindset. Instead of waiting until something breaks down, we can take a proactive approach to our health and well-being and actually build those resilient, injury-resistant bodies we've always wanted.
And remember, it's a journey, not a destination. You know, there's always more to learn, more to explore, more ways to optimize your performance and your recovery. It's about listening to your body, honoring your individual needs, and really approaching your health with a sense of curiosity and empowerment.
This has been an incredible deep dive, and we hope you found it as insightful as we have. Now we want to hear from you what resonated with you most from today's conversation. What's one thing that you're going to do differently to really level up your own injury prevention and recovery game? Until next time, keep those bodies moving and those minds engaged. We'll be back soon with another deep dive into a topic that's sure to get you thinking differently about your health and wellness.